There it all goes. A little engineering on the spot there, buddy, I tell you what. All right, let's get a little down a little morning wine cellar, shall.
This show is fucked up.
Uh-huh.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
All right, this, that, and the other. All right, so I think that we'll probably, this is the Morning Wine Cellar, November 8th, 2018, coming at you at 3:38 a.m. I plan on being on shift at between 5 and 5:10, so I want to go in early and do some stuff working toward a promotion, because I need more money dollars, all right? Just do. And yes, I have on a fucking do-rag. It was easier to just put on a do-rag than to cut my hair. Cutting my hair takes time, and I don't have a great deal of that anymore. Alright? And so I should probably go check out things to where I can see the archive chat space, just in case somebody should so choose to leave a comment. All right. And I put out the call for some masculine voices. I want to make a sort of a joke advertisement for the wine cellar to drink diet misogyny. All right. And I put out a little call on the Facebook for folks to send in masculine voices, if you got one, if you know one, to send me an audio clip through the Facebook Messenger application and saying, diet misogyny tastes just like regular misogyny. All right, and I want to work on those and put together like a little funny fake advertisement to play as like a bumper buffer between segments. You know, helps engineering, helps move the program along, and it's a grand old time, I tell you what. All right, so everybody knows what's been going on, right? Like election, it's hard, right? Because what? Everybody's talking about everything, but all kind of the same things. Yes, Nancy Pelosi is an old school Democrat. Yes, we recently did it. Nancy Pelosi said impeachment's off the table with George Bush back in the old days. And then Nancy Pelosi says impeachment's off the table with Brett Kavanaugh. And then Donald Trump says, I think Nancy Pelosi should be Speaker of the House. We know, everybody knows. Okay, Nancy Pelosi's old school and about that money. Got it, right? Everybody knows what Scott Walker, he lost, but because of a rule that he made, a law, some shit that he signed off on, he can't gun it in for a recount because he didn't hit a certain percentage. Got it. Okay, that stuff is in there. Some would say, in a way that could be confused with swimwear. That is a very interesting way for one to be in there. And pimp, I'm pretty sure most folks are seeing that. An old white pimp that's dead won the election, which of course, obviously, they're going to have a special election to make up for that. But I tell you what, that's America as fuck right there, right? A capitalist that specifically exploited sex workers was dead and won an election. Like, that's like Groundhog's Day for sex workers' rights, right? If the dead pimp wins the election, you got way more than 4 more weeks till a spring into rights. Call it maybe like 4 more decades. Maybe. All right. And one that I've had sitting in my notes from November 2nd, FSU, Florida State University, a Florida State University student arrested for throwing chocolate milk on Republican volunteer. What old Mark ass Buster had a fucking kid arrested for that? You know, and I mean, that's why we call them college kids. Like, they're just coming out of the teenage years. Hell, you got college kids, what, like, a motherfucker might graduate when they're 17, turn 18 in the summer, or turn 18 right before they graduate, and they spend their first, you know, couple of deals in college, 18 and 19, kids, still babies. And you're gonna have a motherfucker arrested, literally over spilled milk. Fuck you. So this is off in Tallahassee, that's northern Florida, right up against Georgia. A Florida State University student is being charged with battery. Fuck you. After pouring a chocolate milk on a volunteer at a Republican Party table on FSU's campus. A warrant was issued for Shelby Shoup, a 19-year-old individual by the Florida State University Police Department on Thursday. And that was November 1st. That was around 4:20 p.m. And Shelby Shoup turned herself in and was placed into handcuffs and taken to the Leon County Jail. On Tuesday, October 30th, the FSU Police Department, they responded to Landis Green in conference to a reported battery that had just taken place. A battery. Milk on my shirt. You need to go to jail. Who's the fucking snowflake? When the overseers arrived on the scene, they made contact with the victim, who said she was volunteering at a Republican Party table on Landis Green when Shelby Shoup began yelling at her and as well as pouring chocolate milk on me on two separate occasions. Well, you're a Republican? Where's your gun? Fuck you. A witness told the overseers that Shelby Shoup poured milk on the victim for a second time. And then he began filming the incident on his telephone, the witness. And they got a little bit of vidya here. And I'll link this here so that folks can see this here vidya on WTXL.com.
You are supporting Nazis. This is, do you like understand that?
Communism?
Yeah, I fucking am.
They fuck killed you, way man. More people.
Don't pour your coffee on me.
Fuck you, I will. Than
the
fuck
Nazis?
But do you understand you? That fascism is here?
What is wrong? Y'all-
Yeah, so, like, if you see the video, like, she's kind of tossed the drink at a motherfucker. And that, jail for that.
I understand that Nazis are
what
fucking
here. What is wrong
here.
With you, woman?
A fucking Nazi okay. was
what
just
is
elected
wrong with
in Brazil.
You heard the way that motherfucker said. He said, what is wrong with you, woman? Like, again, people would be like, you just gotta wait for these old conservatives to die out. These old conservatives pulled out their genitals and made young offspring and raised them to replace them. Motherfucker said, what is wrong with you, woman?
You're pouring coffee on strangers. You have to ask yourself, what the hell?
And you gotta love how he said coffee. That's like, that's that kind of shit that you say for the camera when you say you're pouring, because they want it to seem like, oh, you hit me with something hot and scalding. Where are the screams of agony from something hot and scalding on you?
What the hell is wrong
Nazis
with you?
Nazis are fucking shooting
You're
my people!
You're throwing milk at people!
Wait, oh, she said, oh, she might be, she might be one of those white people that's subclassified as Jewish. She just said, Nazis are shooting my people. And you see the way they respond. Let's see how they respond to Nazis are shooting my people. Republicans, right? I mean, George Bush ushered in the compassionate conservative, right? Let's see.
Shooting
You're
my people.
Throwing milk at people.
Nazis are shooting my people. Right, I don't give a damn.
So the Nazis are shooting my people. First response. You're throwing milk at people. Milk, bullets, same fucking thing.
Damn.
Nazis are socialists, by the way.
And then one of them said, Nazis are socialists, by the way. This is the big, that's the big retort. Doesn't give a fuck about people getting shot. You threw milk and Nazis are socialists, by the way.
These are not fucking Nazis, you dumbass. We got a history class, you piece of
National Socialism.
National Socialist is actually the name of the...
National Socialist. Oh, my God. As if I don't know this is a fucking...
When she starts mocking you, that's when there's no argument left.
My God. Why do y'all always focus...
Now, you realize they called the cops on that. Do they seem like they're in great pain from this milk or coffee, as they attempted to say for the camera? Are they really suffering while they're sitting there talking about, you see, it starts insulting you to have no argument?
It's on the socialist part of that, instead of the nationalist part of that. Why don't you realize that there were fucking KPD, Communist Party, fucking Socialist Party, in the German Parliament at the same time? Goddamn idiots.
Fucking shit.
Can you leave? In fact, I can, because I have class to go to, but I hope you all realize that you are normalizing and enabling Nazis. And you can film me. I don't give a shit. Listen here. 11 of my people are fucking dead this weekend. 2 black people are dead in Kentucky.
Yeah,
these are fucking nationalist murderers. That this really normalizes. Do you really care?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's. Do they actually sound like they care? Tell you, this is your normal young white man walking around here. Bullets, milk, hey. What are you going to do? They're actually socialists, by the way. Fuck those fucking guys. I'll link that in the episode show post. And then there's the one that I titled the episode for. And this has also kind of been posted up in my notes kind of a day late. Wanted to hit this yesterday. But this is from November 6th. On the British Broadcast website, that's bbc.com. If you're looking for it, make sure you type in bbc.com. Don't just go on your search engine and type in BBC and hit search. You're not going to find news. All right? All right. Now, Cameroon school kidnap. More than 70 pupils seized in Bamenda. All right. Now, a lot of this is new to me. Welcome to the ignorance, right? Like, I'm figuring shit out right along with you. Not even figuring it out. I can only see what the journalists and propagandists give me. Maybe you know more. Dozens of people, mostly school pupils, have been kidnapped from a boarding school in the west of Cameroon. At least 79 students and 3 others, including the principal, were seized early on Monday morning in Bamenda, the capital of the Northwest region, a government official has told the BBC. And they have a map on this post on this website that shows how this Bamenda is a little north and a little west of Cameroon. A massive search operation involving the Cameroonian army is now underway. Cameroon's northwest and southwest regions have been hit by secessionist rebellion in recent years. All right, so some folks, like, and I wonder, like, are these folks, you know, to our colloquialism and definitions out here, are they more conservative leaning? Like, what's their deal? Why are they... And, of course, I assume more conservative-leaning because you want to break away from what's there. And then you want to force other people to be a part of it. And, I mean, like, motherfuckers that act like... But that want to force you to live with it, I think, is some conservative shit. You know? Like me, I call myself a progressive. Particularly, I call myself an I-can-dig-it progressive, which is kind of like... I can dig how you're living if you're not hurting anyone else. I can dig it. You know, but like if you are hurting anyone else, I want to force you to not live. You know, that's me as a progressive type cat. But a conservative, they'll fucking torture you into their ways. How I see things. All right, so a secessionist rebellion. The regional governor, Adolphe Lele Afrique, he blamed the separatist militias for the kidnapping. Militias who have been demanding the independence of 2 English-speaking regions have called for a school boycott. You see, but then how come you kidnapped other people's kids and other adults and young adults? Why didn't you just take your own kids out of the school? You see, that's not boycotting. That's forcing other people into your shit. but no single group has said it carried out the kidnapping at Bamenda's Presbyterian Secondary School, which has pupils aged between 10 and 14. A video of some of the children, believed to have been filmed by one of the kidnappers, is being shared on the privately owned social media. The students, all boys, and crammed into a tiny room, they all look nervous as the person holding the camera orders them to say their names and where they are from. They also repeat the phrase, quote, "I was taken from school last night by the Amba boys. I don't know where I am," end quote. Amba is short for Ambazonia, the name of the new country that the separatists want to create, or secessionist, if you will. One student who managed to avoid capture by hiding under a bed told the British broadcast that events unfolded quickly as the kidnappers entered the school. Quote, "One of my friends, they beat him mercilessly. All I could think about was to just stay quiet. They threatened to shoot some people. All the big boys they rounded up, and the small ones they left them behind," end quote. A teacher, why would they take big boys and leave small ones? My best guess is that big boys can be soldiers sooner if properly indoctrinated. I'm guessing here, okay? Continuing with the article, and end quote. A teacher at the school described what she saw as she entered the principal's office after students had been taken from different dormitories. Quote, "The militia came in and went to the principal's house, where we realized that her door was bashed and entered into. The glasses are still on the ground," end quote. I think by glasses, that's probably how they say glass, like, you know, just the shit that shatters. Continuing, praying for the kidnapped, the moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the Right Reverend Fonky Samuel Forba, told the British broadcast that he had spoken to the kidnappers. Let's see. He says, quote, "They don't want any ransom. All they want is for us to close the schools. We have promised to close down the schools," end quote. And that's what he told the British broadcast. He actually continues, "We hope and pray they release the kids and the teachers." All right, end quote. It is not the, it's 3:55 a.m. here. It is not the first time the students have been abducted in the area, known to be a stronghold for separatist fighters. This report comes from a British broadcast, Ngala Kilian Shimtom. On the 19th of October, five students of the Atilia Bilingual High School were taken by unidentified gunmen. Their whereabouts are still unknown. The separatists say that the Cameroon school system suppresses the English-speaking system that the Northwest and Southwest regions inherited from the British. So something that came from the British is being suppressed. How terrible. A separatist rebellion. The militias who want to create Ambazonia began to emerge in 2017 after a security force crackdown on mass protests led by lawyers and teachers over the government's alleged failure to give enough recognition to the English legal and education systems in the Northwest and Southwest. The government was accused of relying heavily on people trained in the French legal and educational tradition. Oh, so it's just... So European ideas versus European ideas. Black people, Africans, they're both bad. Make up your own shit. All right. You know. Hell, not like I'm over here making up my own shit. All right. So, and educational, French legal and educational tradition to work in key post and generally marginalizing Cameroon's English-speaking minority. Whew. The minority makes up about 20% of the population. The president, Paul Biya, who has been in power since 1982, all right, was recently re-elected for a seventh term with more than 70% of the vote. The opposition parties alleged that the poll was rigged, but legal attempts to overturn the result failed. All right. So, and then just a tiny little bit of, like, a few bullet points on Cameroon. Colonized, invaded by Germany in 1884, and then British and French troops forced Germans to leave in 1916. So, invaded by Germany, then invaded by British and France, then Cameroon split 3 years later. 80% goes to French invaders, 20% goes to British invaders. The French-run Cameroon becomes independent of invaders, okay, in 1960, following a referendum. The British in southern Cameroons join Cameroon, while northern Cameroons joins English-speaking Nigeria. All right, so that is an interesting one to follow. I'll keep these links open and put them in the web post for this episode. All right, grand old time. this is WineCellarMedia.com. Help keep this shit alive with PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam and Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.